What's good? This is the ASR interview powered by All Saints Radio. This is how we do it. We've been trying to put this together for a minute, and now it's a done deal. Deborah Denise, how you doing, sister?
I am great. Thanks for having me.
We got a lot to get to, so let's get to it. Representing the great state of Indiana, eh?
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's why I'm from Avon, Indiana.
Where's Jesus finding you in your faith walk right about now?
Right now, I mean, you know, he sanctifies us, you know, year after year, day after day. But he's teaching me now to, like, trust him even when you don't feel him. Trust him even if you don't, you know, hear him. Trust him even if you don't think you feel him. And I'm so used to him being active in my life and in my heart, where he talks to me a lot. He gives me words. He gives me prophecies. He sends me visions. I always feel his presence. But here recently, it's like he's been making my roots go deeper because he's making me run after him even more. So it's having to make me have more faith because I don't hear you as much as I used to, because I was bold because I could hear him all the time. He always sent me visions. He always let me know what's ready to happen. And now it's like, okay, Lord, I know you're still here because your words say you'll never leave me or forsake me. So right now, he's building my faith to a point where if you don't have used your five senses, don't see, feel, hear, touch, all those, you still got to believe me and trust me for the outcome. And that's where I'm at right now. It's deepening my faith, so that I can be more useful to him, of course. But at the time it's happening, you're like, God, I don't hear you. You're not answering me. That's where the Jesus Please song came from, because I'm used to him giving me praying, and he answered, like, quickly. But I'm finding myself having to pray longer and harder and fasting. And so it's making my faith grow deeper. So my faith has been strengthened, renewed, and made deeper. And that's what stage I'm in right now with God.
That's what I'm talking about. You're not moved by what you see. You're moved by what you believe. And that's
what
powerful.
I know. Yes,
what you know.
Right.
Hey, we're going to hit the pause button real quick. We got to drop this jam. But when we come back, we're speaking with Deborah Denise. She's got a brand new set of recordings called 3.0. Keep it locked and stay connected. This is All Saints Radio. It's music with a higher calling. Yeah, that's how we do it.
DTLR Radio.
there. How can Jesus love me like that? 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 How could Jesus love me like that? How can Jesus love me like that? Who am I, Jesus? Nobody in the world like you.
Who am I, Jesus?
I travel the world looking for you.
Who am I, Jesus?
You heal my body, you heal my soul.
Who am I, Jesus?
You heal my
This is the ASR interview on All Saints Radio. My name is Derek Mack, and on the line from Indiana, it is Deborah Denise. She's got this brand new collection of songs 3.0. That's the name of it. Gotta download it, but before you do, you gotta get the backstory. So, Deborah, how do we get to 3.0?
It's really simple. Another DJ asked me that. He thought it was gonna be deep, but honestly, it's 3.0 because it's my third project I just released. So it's the third project of Deborah Denise.
Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. There you have it. Some things are exactly what they look like. If you can count to three, now you're up to speed, huh?
Yes.
Now, earlier we dropped How Can Jesus Love Me Like That from an earlier project, and that's actually where I got on the bus with your music and your career. I appreciated it then, and I really am digging the tracks on here. I think my favorite is What You Gonna Do. There's a ton of stuff to pick from, but I think my track is What You Gonna Do. Because that means you gotta actually do something, right? If you say it, what you gonna do? These Christians was woof. That was some heat, sister. That was...
Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
You know, there's some people who are sitting in that pew who need to hear this song. Sometimes
they go repent.
Ooh, boy. Ooh, these Christians right here. I think that's the remix. These Christians right here. But since we're talking about the regular album, believe it, these Christians. You know, we've been rocking Turn It Around. And one of the cool things I meant to ask you about, no auto-tune, huh? All the voices you're hearing are you just literally laced over each other, right?
Oh, yeah.
That takes talent.
Definitely.
Because, you know, if you can't sing like me.
Yeah, the background, the harmonies, is all the Holy Spirit, so yeah.
So what's the process here? Do you write lyrics and then kind of feel out the mood and then drop the tracks over it?
Well, usually God gives me the music first. Like, I hear the music in my head, and then I go play it. And then based on how the mood of the music is, that's when I start vibing off the music, and then Holy Spirit gives me a melody. Sometimes I freestyle my lyrics. Some of my songs I actually freestyle, and then I wrote the lyrics later after I freestyled it. And what amazes me is that when God freestyles through me, it rhymes, and all the, you know, words make sense, and then I take that freestyle and line it up with scripture to make sure it's, you know, doctrinally correct.
Right.
And everything in the song, some of the verses, I mean, lines in my songs are straight up scriptures. And when I'm, you know, matching against, you know, next to God's word to make sure everything falls in line with God's word, I'm like, wow, that's actually actual scripture on that line. But everything falls into place even when I freestyle. So that's why I give God glory for all of it, because it's all Him. But I usually do my music first, and then it starts kind of stirring in my spirit how the melody is going to be, and God gives me the melody, and I usually record that, and the rest is history.
You know what? We're going to play Turn It Around right now. So let's just say you have a choice of the acoustic or the full production version. Which one you want me to drop? And that's what we're going to drop right now.
Oh, my God. You're making it so hard for me. You're the DJ.
Well,
I love them both. I really do.
I almost said you're the rapper, but that's a whole different, you know, that's a different song title from back in the day, man. He's the DJ. I'm the rapper.
Okay.
Y'all know who I'm talking about. Don't worry about it. Just, you know. Let's drop the acoustic, because we always play the other version.
Yeah, I was just ready to say that. God, thank you. I agree with that. Yeah.
Okay, that's what we're going to do. Hey, y'all, it's an ASR first listen. Check this out. It's Turn It Around, the acoustic version. My new friend, Deborah Denise, man. This is from 3.0. Check it out.
From the Puma Studio, this is DTLR Radio.
You
Draw me to an all-time love. You knew what you did all along. Came so softly, pain you brought me so patiently. Came to break me, but I bet you never thought it would make me. But he turned it around, turned it around for me. Feet to the ground, feet to the ground, forward. Turned it around for me. Worked it all out for my good. God can turn it around, turn it around for you. Feet to the ground, feet to the ground, forward. Turn it around for you. Work it all out for your good. You fell into God's perfect plans. You should have known my future's in His hands. Came so softly, pain you brought me so patiently. Came to break me, but I bet you never thought it would make me. But He turned it.
You're checking out another great edition of All Saints Radio. It's music with a higher calling. My name is Derek Mack, and we are in the middle of the ASR interview. We dialed up Indiana and having a great discussion with Deborah Denise. Her new collection of hits is called 3.0. Every last one of these songs are awesome.
Glory up. It's all God.
Deborah, we got to thank you so much for taking the time out and hanging out with us. And the cool thing about this is it's not the last conversation we're going to have. So what's next? Are you hitting the road? Are you on tour? Or are you just going right back into the studio and working on some more stuff?
Right now, God is pushing this album. It just came out like Friday. So that's what I'm doing. He's promoting it. I'm going to be doing shows mainly right now. And I never really stop doing music. So whenever God gives me a tune to do, I'll most likely have to be in the studio. I have a studio in my house.
No doubt.
So, yeah, right now it's live shows and pushing the album and interviews and ministering. That's what I'm doing right now. Since God tell me to do it, then I'll do otherwise.
Okay, so since you're going to be in the studio, let's say I want to connect to you online or Insta or Twitter or Facebook or whatever social media avenue I may be able to reach you. How do we do that?
Okay, my Twitter name is Keyfour, which is K-E-E-Y-4. Instagram is Deborah Denise Lower Dash. And my website is DeborahDeniseMusic.com. So that's DeborahDeniseMusic.com.
Hey, Deb, thanks so much for being on this edition of the ASR interview. It was great having you on with us.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
That's how we doing it on All Saints Radio. It's music with a higher calling. Let's get down.
It definitely is.
DTLR Radio. Your fashion, your lifestyle, your music.